There are other earthquakes making news around the world this week. This morning, a magnitude 6.1 quake shook Bali, Indonesia. At least one person was reported killed, nine injured. Yesterday, a 5.7 magnitude quake shook central Mexico, rattling windows and nerves from Acapulco to Mexico City. That's three notable quakes in the space of a week. Coincidence? For an answer, we turn to the U.S. Geological Survey, where Mary Lou Zoback is a senior research seismologist, and she says the quakes are part of normal seismic activity.
Earthquakes are occurring around the world every day, all the time, and these particular earthquakes that have occurred recently are in very different parts of the world. They're on different tectonic plates. So we know the plates are moving, but there's no direct connection between the earthquakes that have recently occurred.
What caused the earthquake in Iran a week ago that has now killed tens of thousands of people?
That earthquake was the result of an ongoing process, a collision of the plate that contained Saudi Arabia. We call it the Arabian Plate. It's colliding into Eurasia over a broad zone throughout Iran. All of Iran is really part of the collision zone, and the Zagros Mountain Belt is being built as a result of this collision.
And it's certainly an area that sees many, many earthquakes every year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there have been previous large earthquakes just in 1981, about 60 miles from this earthquake. They were even larger than the recent earthquake, but they killed far fewer people because they were in remote regions.
Now, what about the earthquake today in Indonesia that hit the islands of Bali and Lombok? What would have caused that?
Earthquakes along the eastern rim of the Pacific Ocean are largely the result of the Pacific Plate moving northwestward and diving underneath the eastern margin of the ocean. These are so-called subduction zones. It's the greatest source of earthquakes in the world, and this is once again part of this ongoing motion of the Pacific Plate and then colliding into and diving under the eastern margin.
The goal, I imagine, if you're a seismologist, would be to be able to predict when and where earthquakes would happen. What are the advances in that area?
Well, we would like to be able to predict earthquakes, but unfortunately, earthquakes are the result of a dynamic natural process, a rather chaotic process, and things don't seem to be occurring the same each time. We have made many advances, however, and in terms of being able to monitor very small motions of the Earth's crust prior to an earthquake, we now have much greater ability to do that. But really, in order to be able to predict an earthquake, you need to have measurements close in, which sort of implies you already know where the earthquake's going to be.
Tell us about the big project that's underway on the San Andreas Fault. This is something called the EarthScope.
Right. A recently funded initiative by the National Science Foundation, EarthScope, is actually going to consist of three separate components. All of them are directed at looking into the Earth's interior and getting a much sharper and clearer picture of what's going on under the Earth's surface. With regards to the San Andreas Fault, this June they'll begin drilling a drill hole into the San Andreas Fault. The goal is to intersect a zone of repeating small earthquakes at a depth of about 2.5 miles. And hopefully, by being able to measure directly the temperature, the pressure, the chemistry down there, we will be able to determine at least if those small earthquakes are predictable.
There was an article this week in the Los Angeles Times that was a bit frightening. It quoted a number of geologists who said that the San Andreas Fault is not just pregnant, but it's at term. Do you share that view?
Well, yeah, this isn't a real reason for concern. Los Angeles has had a number of what we would call small to moderate size earthquakes, but the San Andreas Fault, the major fault system, last broke in 1857. And we generally have the notion of an earthquake cycle. The region's loaded by this ongoing plate motion. A big earthquake occurs, and then you have to reload that segment of the fault. So the longer time passes since the last earthquake, the greater the likelihood of another earthquake. And typically, these large, great earthquakes are about every 200 years. So the longer we go since the last one, the more concerned we're about the future earthquakes.
Mary Lou Zoback is senior research seismologist at the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California. Dr. Zoback, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.